Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord, and this feast marks the conclusion of the Christmas season. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ. But now, when we think about baptism, we celebrate our own birthday, our spiritual birthday to eternal life. At Christmas, Jesus came, Jesus appeared in the world. In Epiphany, the faith in the Messiah took root in the Gentiles. The non-Jewish, the Magi, came to believe and to adore Jesus. But faith alone is not sufficient. We also need water, the baptism, to wash away the stain of our sin. Mark 16:16, Mark chapter 16, verse 16, telling us clearly, Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." So not only we believe, but also we have to receive the sacrament of baptism. Water became the instrument of regeneration. In the Bible, water is being used both for the justice of God and for the mercy of God. It was used as instrument of justice, especially at the flood of Noah. But also it was used as instrument of mercy, as we use for baptism, to wash away the sins of mankind. Noah sent out a dove. It was a sign of peace. Peace given to the world that is buried by water, because sins being washed away. And also in the Old Testament, water being used again as instrument of justice and mercy at the Red Sea. The chosen people saved by God from slavery, but also justice done to the Egyptians. They were being buried by the waters of the Red Sea. In New Testament time, water received the power to purify men from sins. That power received because of the contact with the sacred body of Jesus. In today's feast day, we celebrate water being made holy because it's being touched by the sacred body of Jesus. When Jesus was 30 years old, he received baptism from John the Baptist. He began the work of new creation to make us new in the Blessed Trinity. Waters are invested with a spiritual purifying power. We think about Jesus identifying himself with sinful humanity. When the people, the sinners, were going to John the Baptist for baptism, Jesus identified himself with them. He became one of them, came to John the Baptist for baptism. And so when Jesus going to be baptized, immersed into the water, because he identified himself with us, the whole world, the whole humanity, immersed into water with Jesus. And then after the baptism, when Jesus ascend from the water, the whole humanity, the whole world, ascended from water with Jesus. And then three things happened. The heaven opened, the Spirit came down on Jesus, and God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." Because of baptism, these three things can happen to each and every one of us, can happen to all humanity. Heaven opens. Because of baptism, we become the brothers and sisters of Christ. We are co-heirs with Christ of heaven. And so heaven opened for us is our homeland. The Holy Spirit came down on Jesus, but the Holy Spirit also came down on us in baptism. We become the living temple of the Holy Spirit in baptism. And the Holy Spirit decorate our soul with wonderful graces and gifts. But also, we become children of God the Father. He said, "This is my beloved Son." Now, Jesus is the Son of God by nature. But we become sons of God. We become children of God by grace given to us in baptism. We can think about that. In two occasions, God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son," at the baptism of Jesus, but also at the transfiguration. At baptism, the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. In the transfiguration, the Holy Spirit manifests in the form of cloud. Now, those two events, of course, have something similar. It's the manifestation of the Blessed Trinity. But both events also point into the Paschal mystery. The baptism of Jesus linked to the suffering and death of Christ on the cross. And the glory of the Transfiguration linked to the resurrection of Jesus. And so, as mentioned earlier, that Jesus identified himself with sinful humanity in baptism. And on the cross, Jesus also identified himself with sinful humanity when he died for our sins, when he died between two criminals. At the baptism, Jesus made water holy. And on the cross, water and blood pour out from the heart of Jesus, and that is the source of sacramental life, the source of baptism. St. Thomas Aquinas pointed out, he taught that a person is justified by four things: grace, remission of sin, faith, and repentance. And so when we baptize, when we are baptized, in our hearts we have repentance and faith. And so the six questions being asked before baptism: do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Is to show our repentance. And then the question about, do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Believe in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, is to show our faith. And in baptism, grace, sanctifying grace, is infused into the soul, and sin remit because of the infusion of grace. But think about that. Confession is also similar. When we go to confession, of course, we must have repentance in order to make a good confession. And we must have faith in Jesus that he is forgiving our sin in the person of the priest. And then we also, when the priest gives absolution, grace infuses into the soul, and because of the infusion of grace, sin is being removed, being remitted. And so really similar thing happened in confession. And no wonder many spiritual writers pointed out that confession is a second baptism. Each time we go to confession, the grace is infused into our soul to remove our sin. And so when we go to confession, we renew our baptismal commitment. But also we think about, you know, this is the year of faith. We are also called to remember our own baptism, that gift of faith given to us in baptism. One of the ways that we can gain a penary indulgence this year is to pick a day to go back to the church where we were baptized, to the baptismal font, and renew our own baptismal commitments, our own baptismal promises. And this is a way this year we can gain a penary indulgence. But thinking about baptismal fonts, I also remember St. Josephine Bagita. As you might know, that she was a slave, and after she gained her freedom, she became a Catholic, and she became a Canossian nun. So people who saw her going back to the church where she was baptized, seeing her kiss the baptismal font where she was baptized. She kissed the baptismal font because it is where she became a daughter of God, a child of God. She really valued that dignity because she was a slave before, and now she became a child of God. And because she was a nun, she also became bride of Christ. And so she really valued the dignity of being a Christian, the dignity of being a baptized person. And so we thank God at the conclusion of the Christmas season to celebrate our own birth, our own spiritual birth in baptism. In our hearts, we renew our own baptismal commitments, and we ask the Lord to help us to be faithful to that commitment, so that like St. Josephine Bagita and all the saints who are now in heaven, we can achieve the fullness of grace and the glory in heaven.